This is Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. With us on the program, David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. David, also one of the authors at ageconomist.com. You can take a look at their blog there as well. And David, this week, trends in global soybean production was your topic. And as this year got underway, the question on everybody's mind was U.S. soybean acres would possibly exceed corn acres. It didn't happen this year, but we kind of set the stage for more favorable prices and some good returns by growing soybeans this year. What did you find in your blog this week?
Yeah, we kind of used that starting point to say, hey, what's been going on in soybeans? How do we get to this point of planting almost 90 million acres of soybeans here in the U.S.? And a few months ago, Brent looked at trends in corn production globally. So we kind of have an ability to compare across the two crops. Globally speaking, since 1990 to 2016, soybean production globally has increased at about 4.8% on average annually. That's a pretty good pace considering corn only grew during that same period at about 3%. The Rule 72 would tell us that soybean production at that rate of increase would double every 15 years, while it'd take closer to 24 years for corn to double. So while those percentage differences seem small, they do compound over several years and can make a pretty big difference.
Let's talk about why we saw those increases. More profitable, or some folks just prefer to grow soybeans?
You know, that's a good question. And one of the things has been there's been a lot of markets for soybeans, especially going back to 2005, 6, and 7 when China came to the market, especially for U.S. producers. They started growing a lot of soybean acres. In 2016, the two biggest producers of soybeans were the U.S. in Brazil, and collectively they accounted for 65% of all soybeans produced in the world.
Let's talk about yield versus area. Which has driven production for us more?
Yeah, so anytime we increase total output of bushels, is it coming from yield or is it coming from additional acres? And we do know that Brazil has increased acres at a faster rate than the U.S. since 1990. They've increased acres at about 8% annually, so a pretty fast rate, while the U.S. only added 3%. Globally speaking, we've taken a look at this, and about 71% of total production increases since 1990 are attributed to an increase in acres, while that remaining 29% comes from higher yields. This is quite a bit different than what we saw a few months ago with corn, where higher yields accounted for the majority, or 56% of that increase in production. So with soybeans, we're seeing more acres really pushing this increase in production. And when we look at the U.S. and Brazil again, the U.S. had 57% of its production increase coming from acres, while Brazil, three-quarters, or 75% of total production increases coming from more acres.
Well, David, wrap it up for us. Will some of these trends continue? What do you think?
Yeah, it's very important to keep an eye on this, thinking about how we got here today, close to 90 million acres of soybeans in the U.S., and really a phenomenal increase in production globally since 1990. It's been driven largely by additional acres, and if we think about continuing that pace, soybeans will probably have to rely on more acres going into the future. And is that sustainable? Or will we see some of these trends start to shift in the coming years? But definitely something to keep an eye on.
Well, for more on trends in global soybean production, you can go to ageconomist.com and check out the blog. Or if you'd like to hear this program again, it's on a podcast on the podcast page at ruralradio.com. For this week's Ag Economic Insights, for David Widmar, I'm Joe Gangwish.